Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics is allergic. Need bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Sick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga. The time is now. Yo, all I need is one mic. One mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I need, that's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand. They want to see me on top, too egotistical. Talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weakness is. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting because I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Who's you niggas? What you call an infinite brawl? Eternal souls clashing. World gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in.
Good evening, everyone. It's another wonderful night here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. It's yours truly, the Lot of Hill Legend, with my two co-hosts, Cordnell, and my childhood friend, whose name I've been mispronouncing for 27 years. Celebration. We're just gonna leave it at that. We also got somebody new who's becoming a fixture on the show. My main man, Cleon. Cleon don't have a radio handle yet, y'all. We got to get him a radio handle. But before we do, let me tell y'all about tonight's show. We're gonna talk about the greatest quarterback in college football, in my opinion, Sam Darnold, the quarterback of the mighty, mighty USC Trojans, who says he will return to the college ranks if the Browns have a number one pick. You talk about confidence. The boy knows he's the number one pick. Also, we're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins and the stupidity of upper-level management with the Miami Dolphins, the idiocy of the general manager, the owner, the head coach, and everybody else under the sun because of whom they traded. Also, we want to talk about NCAA football, state of the University of Miami, one of the biggest games, probably in my opinion, in the last 10 years for the University of Miami will be this weekend versus Virginia Tech. Also, the college football playoff system, Jim Harbaugh favoring 16 teams. I favor 32, and we'll talk about that in a second. National Basketball Association, the Miami Heat, only because we are some South Florida people. We all got South Florida time. If we want to talk about the team in the NBA, we'd really be talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. But we're not going to get into that. Also, my main man, Cornell.
What's going on?
Has to talk about I'm not gonna use that term. We gonna call it town.
Ain't nobody been cutting up recently, man.
We gonna call it clown time. That's what we gonna call it. We gonna call it clown time with Cornell. I got somebody that's cutting up. It's always
man. The news been popping. What you mean?
I mean, there's always somebody cutting up. So that's just a quick outline of the show tonight. I'm sure we'll get off subject and start talking about other stuff. But that's what we got for you in store tonight. Everybody, please stay tuned. Sit in your seat. Get ready. It's another Thursday night, and it gets wild here on www.blogtalkradio.com/2011. We'll see y'all in a minute.
Let the band deal with this.
Who got all that damn feedback?
In my A style. Old school. Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay, they what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99. Photo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans. So we ain't got no place to go, though. But all my boys and boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those
bigger
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho. You know they polo. I've been used again. Accused again. This time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands. Hit the season was in. Hell, cause they ain't feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Yeah, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit. Way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit. Shut up. Okay. What's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up?
Aquinas, we back on Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11, home of the mighty, mighty Lauderhill Legends, home of the mighty, mighty Fam Ewins, and also home of the mighty, mighty alumni of the St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders.
That's right.
But before we get into it, you're just going to ignore it,
B.A. Okay.
Yup.
My bad. B.A. get on.
Say what?
My bad.
Hey,
we get B.A. mention, man. There ain't nothing wrong with B.A. Hey, first off, before we start off tonight, I want to send a shout out to Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams, you are part of the radio world. And you are you a colleague of mine in the radio world. Even though I don't make as much money as you make, and we ain't never met each other. But I do the radio thing, too, and I just want to send a shout-out to you and hope everything's okay. Now,
Wendy.
I'm going to say this right here. Wendy, if you faked it, I'm sorry, but I'm with 50 Cent. If you didn't fake it, then I'm with you. That's right. That's all I got to say. Now,
we didn't think that was real.
You think that was real? You really believe that was real? I don't know.
I saw it in her eyes. It was real. You know I watched
it. I think that was a bad reaction from a legend cocaine run in the green room, so to speak. You know she had problems with that through the years.
Corlett, you think she getting high on the TV show? That's crazy.
I ain't never seen nobody eyes like that until they got high.
She was having a stroke, and she's trying to play it off. That's what she's doing.
Yeah, okay.
She had a mini stroke, and she tried to play it.
Now, I don't know if anybody else on here or anybody listening has been the unfortunate recipient of a stroke, but I've had a TIA before, which is a mini stroke. And it paralyzed, seriously, no lie, in 06. And it paralyzed one half of my body. Like, my whole right side was just straight up numb. And I know y'all probably ain't going to believe all this, but I drove myself to the hospital. And right there in Lauderhill. Drove up to the front. They ain't even stopped the car from the truck from running at the time. I had a pickup truck. I hopped out, limped in, and I just fell out. Now, I fell out on purpose because I wanted them to take me straight by. I just fell out. and I guess over there in Lauderhill, this is a common occurrence because nobody even flinched. So, anyway, moving on to the show. Enough about TIAs. If y'all must know, I seek treatment and all of that, and I try to watch my diet, but I ain't been doing that lately. I ain't gonna even sit up here and lie. But anyway, moving on to the show. I got to. Moving on to the show about sports, the sports and entertainment world. Well, this is, to me, anytime you play for University of Southern California, it has an entertainment value because the obvious reason you're on a marquee team and you're also in Hollywood playing college football, which is the next best thing to playing professional football. The quarterback, Sam Darnold, who is the consensus number one pick, and he's also my number one pick, which has caused a lot of hating, which has caused a lot of hating on Facebook, on my Facebook page. But Sam Darnold, who has every tool that any NFL GM would beg for, has said that he would return to UFC if the Cleveland Browns have the number one pick. Well, a lot of people are saying that he is very arrogant for this. I say he's a smart man. I hear somebody that wants to chime in. Please go right ahead.
I know you think he could be the number one pick. But if he goes number one, I don't care which team he goes to. It's going to be a bad team. So if he want to go or stay or whatever, the next year team might be worse than the Cleveland Browns or the 49ers or whoever. But he will be just like the rest of those USC quarterbacks. The best USC quarterback to come out in the last 20 years has been Carson Palmer.
True.
He'll be just like the rest of them. He's another average quarterback that's surrounded by a lot of talent.
Look at his arm strength, though. He's got arm strength, he got the sense, he got the field vision, he got the size, he got it all, man. That cat got it all, man.
Mark my word when I say that is a bust waiting to happen.
Well, he's light years ahead of the quarterback of the number 18 in the country, and that's the United Mighty University of Miami Hurricanes. So we're going to kind of move on to now, being that this is a South Florida-based show. Mark Richt, who is a former Cane himself, and, of course, the head coach of the University of Miami, is probably facing, in my opinion, the biggest game of his coaching career at UM, because if they lose this game, the season, we all know, Miami has a history, has a history of losing one game and the whole season going for naught, right or wrong.
Well, the past year.
So this right here is make or break it with Virginia Tech. 8 o'clock Saturday night, prime time. You know,
this quarterback, ACC. Man.
And let's talk about that. Do you think this quarterback is ready? Cleon, do you think he's ready for this?
He's too roasted. I mean, listen. You got to play in big games to be a big-time quarterback. This is a big game for him. I mean, you know, before you had your man crush on the Donald kid, somebody was saying the very same thing, but he went out and made people like you a believer. So hey,
this is it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. We all do that.
Don't have a man crush on a scrub like Ja'Cory Harris, like Cornell. Cornell loved Ja'Cory Harris. You don't have a man crush. At least let it be a star. That's what I think.
So. But do I think the Hurricanes is ready for us? See, I think the Hurricanes as a whole is still work in progress, not just them, but the whole thing from Mark Richt not having all his players in there quite yet, Manny Diaz running the defense. I mean, but they're going in the right direction. So I think win, lose, or draw, they'll be better for it in the years to come. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
I think this is a stepping stone.
Well,
let's go back to Rozier. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Rozier, forget about what he did in high school. That means absolutely nothing. But right now, Rozier, in my opinion, is getting away. He's barely getting these games won. But he's finding a way to win. I got to give him credit for that. But is he an elite quarterback right now? No. Is he a national championship quarterback? No. I look at the quarterbacks on other teams. Like, take the quarterback at Georgia. Let's take the quarterback at Alabama. And let's take a look at the quarterback at USC. Those are elite quarterbacks, all right?
Hold on. Do they all play the same style? Ain't no elite quarterback.
Well, I mean, he's got his team number one in the country. They're number one in the country now. But
you hold on, tell me, elite quarterback don't throw seven passes in a game.
But what's great about that, listen, is the fact that the backup might even come to Miami. And I'd love to see that. I'd love to see him battle it out with Nakosi Perry. And that's Jacob Eason, if y'all don't remember him. You remember Jacob Eason? He was like five-star coming out of high school, number one quarterback in the country.
There's another man, Crash, because you mentioned – you've mentioned the Perry kid by just as much as Celebration has mentioned that other dude that played out west that they got a man crush on. You notice I'm still not gonna say his name.
That's fine. Currently in negotiations for a contract.
And maybe we can put all his stuff to rest if he gets signed. Yeah, more power to him.
I believe the Coach Perry can go pro in football or basketball. I do. I believe he can go pro player this season.
The Coach Perry going. What, he just going to take this guy position? I ain't never seen that happen.
If Miami happened to go to the ACC championship,
who position he took? Robert Marv, he didn't do nothing.
Not Robert Marv. Remember when Harris and Marv both came in, that other kid was asked to transfer. Remember? The kid from Texas.
Freeman.
Kirby Freeman, knock it off. Didn't he beat Florida State? I don't know. That's how he judges every Miami team,
or whether they beat Florida State. Ja'Cory Harris beat Florida State. Ja'Cory Harris beat Florida State.
He didn't beat Florida State. Travis Benjamin beat Florida State.
Oh,
that's who beat Florida State.
Back to Rozier. The only good thing, he throw a good deep ball, throw the good back shoulder ball, and he don't turn the ball over. Everything else is like, eh. And then
well,
he's horrible on third down.
What do y'all think about Mark Rick play calling?
I mean,
it's juvenile.
He'll tell you. But Mark Rick could tell you that he still hasn't found his groove. And once again, that goes along with having the people in there that he's recruited from top to bottom. He's still got some of the old regime people in there and things like that. There's a whole lot going into play calling.
The thing is, he didn't even run that offense in Georgia. He didn't run the spread option also.
Well, he didn't. But remember now, he didn't call the football plays in Georgia the last 2 years, and that's why that was one of the things that he said that he wanted to do when he got back to Miami plays again. All I'm saying is that when you got to call a football play in a pressure situation or the very first play of the game or whatever, a lot goes into it. Can that right guard? I mean, you didn't see that right guard or left tackle block or not blocked all week long. There's a whole lot that goes into it. I know Tapp has been in some pressure situations as far as calling plays, and so have I. You understand what I'm saying? So with all that being said, you just can't say Mark Rick play calling because it's a whole lot that goes into it. And unless you're there every day and know what that other guy in front of him doing or how much of the playbook that running back has grasped or whatever, That's all that goes along with play calling. All that's involved with play calling.
Okay.
But the output on Saturday contradicts everything you just said because we see nothing but garbage. Clee, it's horrible.
And not only that.
How? I think that says exactly what I'm saying. The fact that we don't know their limitations at this point. He does.
Well, let's see, when he coached football, I got to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell isn't Darryl Langham playing?
Yeah.
Another good question. But he's come out and see, somebody asked that. The same reason that Jeff Smith is playing, because he's grasped everything a little bit better than Langham. Langham obviously has some issues learning there, okay? He came out, somebody asked him that, last week or the week before? And one of his things was, I see him every day, and I know what he can and can't do. You understand what I'm saying? Now, Jeff Thomas grasping that playbook. He playing more now, even if he is a one-trick pony.
Yeah. But when he got Leon, he said, hey, we're going to have a fullback. I know people ain't used to seeing I formation and fullback. And I ain't seen that yet. Everything is read option on that screen.
But if you don't have that guy, if you don't have that guy that's the fullback and has the temperament to take his body and ram it into another man full speed ahead, you can't run that. The fullback is a lost. The fullback is a lost person. Let's just call a spade. That's a lost position right now. You don't have that. Folks make tight ends, H-backs and Ys and everything else like that because fullback, you just don't have those guys no more. That's why you see everybody bringing in the Bosas and people and the Wilkins and people like that from on the defensive linemen on goal line because it takes a man to run into a joker full speed 10, 15 times a game, and then you do know you about to run into him now. That's a lost art.
Yeah, I got you. It is. And I must admit, you make some good points. But, again, you know, the play caller could be a little bit better.
Because I done seen where it's third and six and you run the ball.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you know,
on third down, it's like they have no intermediate routes. It's either a go route or a screen pass.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Then you
the
force
screens
it,
have been,
force
the screens have proved to be, but the, their screen game has proved to be pretty pretty successful for it. All right.
Well, yeah. Okay.
But hold on now. When you got Ahmad Richards out there, who I know Tommy, I know our host has an infatuation with the Richards kid. He drops more passes right now. He drops more slant passes on third and short than he does anything.
It's just a little sophomore jinx. That's all. It's just a little sophomore jinx.
And I think that's the reason why the other kid ain't playing.
He's jinxing on third down
position.
He's jinxing on third down. Yeah.
Well, hey man, listen. Ahmad Richards is going pro. So is Langham. Those are two future first round
picks. Well, they play the same position, Tommy. That's why he ain't getting on the field too tough.
And listen to this. Richards in the slot, though. You can put him in the
slot. Quiet as kept, he's also, Mark Rick has also gone on record as saying that Michael Irvin Jr. Probably has the most upside of them all, but he won't handle his business either. So now we're not seeing him.
Yeah, what is up with that? Because he's suspended, isn't he?
No, they reinstated him.
Yeah, you better do that because see, I don't care what he did, short of putting the window.
Well, here's the thing:
you don't get rid of the playmaker, son.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Tommy.
Let's get that.
Already
Lewis son. You ain't the playmaker. You don't get rid of the playmaker, son. No matter what.
I think it's his grades.
They need to give him some grades. That's from St. Thomas skating you through high school. What about the other 3 years of school, sir?
Man.
What about the other 3 years of school? What about the other 3 years? He only went to St. Thomas for 1 year.
Never mind that. But y'all have
guess
a track
what?
Record of skating kids through high school.
He's the playmaker's son. That's why. It doesn't matter. You're supposed to do it for him. That's number 47 son. I bet you they won't get rid of him. I bet you that.
I don't know. This is the second time he's been suspended.
They would not get rid of the playmaker. That's the playmaker's son, boss. It ain't happening. I'm sorry. It is not. It shouldn't happen.
We can go back in the archives of this happening now and replay that for everybody else to hear.
Hey, that come from St. Thomas miseducating these kids and sending them off to school and allegedly getting people to take SAT.
Nice and allegedly.
You know you need to stop spreading the falsifications and lies.
These
are the lies that people tell. You hear these lies.
That man said
allegedly. I ain't say for sure, but I said allegedly.
Lies and falsifications.
Say what?
I will not have him do this to my alma mater.
The next topic, we're going to switch it up for our listeners. Because I had some listeners at work tell me that they don't like to wait until the end to hear about entertainment news. So we're going to save the Miami Dolphins, and we're going to save Clown Time for the end tonight. So we almost at the 30-minute mark. So we're going to go on with our entertainment news right now. Celebration. Yes, we waiting. Here we go, y'all.
How y'all doing? I'm so glad they let me
Lord.
Talk tonight early. How
Jesus.
Y'all doing?
Jesus Christ.
Look on here. Your girl done made it. Thank y'all, Holiday. Thank y'all.
You better hurry up before I'm going to milk this fast.
Let me stop. All right, I'll behave. I got a couple quick stories. Certainly worth mentioning and repeating, our favorite female rapper of 2017, Miss Cardi B, got engaged this past weekend. Yes, God. Yes, Offset put the only is pear-shaped diamond on her hand, during a show.
Hey.
It was a surprise. You think it was staged? Well, I tell you it's working to their benefit, though, because they're coming up. It looks good.
I bet you she's going to bring her short bus ride herself to Pompano because she owe that bus her money. I bet you that.
She
owed Kodak Black. She stole his flow. And they were saying that
She made that song to pay homage to Kodak Black. And Kodak Black, I actually saw an interview where he was a reaction interview where he listened to the song, and he said that he liked it. And then he also made a statement that was a little bit disconcerting to me. He said, "Well, she red, and I like red girls, so it doesn't really bother me." I was like, "Oh, wow, really?"
And I know I got to say something on this. And Cleon, you just shut your mouth for a minute, but I got to say something on this right here. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a preference, and that's all I'm going to say. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. Cornell, it's a certain red woman that I can vouch for. Before I get put out this house. All right. I'm gonna leave that right there. Those who know don't tell, and those who tell don't know.
Well,
but it's a
certain, I'll put it
this
way. Kodak's statement was taken out of context, and it's not so much as to slight females of a darker hue, because all black is beautiful, and Cardi B is black too, by the way. She's a Latina like me. She's Dominican, and clearly she does not try to hide the fact that she has African roots. But on to other stories. I have one story about our favorite sports entertainment mashup marriage, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle. You know, Gabrielle used to sit out on tour. You knew I was going to tell
this
story. I don't even know why you want to play. Oh,
what's the problem with them? What's the problem with them?
There's no problem.
She's talking about eating groceries, man.
Me and y'all. Let me tell the story. Y'all give me your feedback, and we'll keep it.
Y'all know more.
I just said the interview.
Okay. Well, at any rate, Gabrielle Union's show was canceled from off of BET, being Mary Jane, so she is pushing her hair care products and her most recent books out. Yes, but she's been picked up, and she has a primetime TV show on ABC or NBC, one of those. So she's moved off of BET, and she's on to the other channels higher up, you know, on your dial. But at any rate, she was in a interview with Sway in the morning on Sirius Radio, and she talked about reciprocity. And they cornered her and asked her a question about, you know, eating groceries. And she says,
Lord Jesus.
And she says,
this will be
that
this
there is,
to.
We don't keep it, it's a family show. We don't keep it G-rated. She said that it's only right. If the woman is not there solely to be of, you know, the only source of pleasure. Anytime a female is doing something to make her other half happy, he should reciprocate. Reciprocity is the name of the game. And she turned the world on its ear. Dwayne Wade was a little bit embarrassed because, you know, the boys in the locker room is like, okay, you're out here getting tossed salads.
Explain the most fruity clothes you will.
Thank you. Just leave that.
That's
there.
Half the,
there you
well.
Go.
That's half the NBA right. That's half the NBA right now. That's half the NBA, y'all. So don't even go there. That's half the NBA.
Well, I'll let that rest. I just wanted to talk about that because that was a big news story this week. And anything else, I'm gonna save for a later date because I'm just so happy they let me talk early. And they ain't start rolling the credits on me. So I'm going to turn the mic over. Thank y'all. You know, I love y'all. I'm going to see y'all
all right,
next week, all right?
Hey, listen, that's
That right there is a cause for a station break. We're going to go to a quick break. But before we do, in more entertainment news, everybody check out Trick Daddy's interviews with Vlad TV. It's very, very interesting and introspective. And Trick Daddy is the man.
He's a fool.
As I always say.
And that's
he's
going to be on Love
so
and Hip Hop Miami.
Hey, Trick Daddy look like. Trick Daddy look like Big White doing his makeup,
start, man.
Love and Hip Hop Miami is slated to start, I think, in December, but they've already shot it. It's already in the can, and they're just waiting for Love and Hip Hop New York to go through its cycle, I believe. But that's why he's doing all this promotion and PR.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
yeah. Well, hey, Trick Daddy.
I want to know when this radio show is going to become syndicated, because y'all good for laughing. It's time, right?
Man, don't be adding our dirty laundry on the air. Don't be adding. Already, Cornell went out last week talking about he holding out for some extra money. So don't be putting our dirty laundry on the air. It's time to go to a break. We need to go to a break. Let the band deal with this one, please.
Let the band do it.
We need to go. Come on.
Just out of breath.
There you go. Thank you.
In my age status. Old school. Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay, they cat. Shut up. Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 photo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans. Don't talk weed, it ain't got no place to go, though. But all my bogan boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those
blue-white
jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. Did it time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the best, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Yeah, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit.
What's up? Shut up.
All right, y'all. We back. We live on the line. We having a great time here tonight at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. You can also call us through 929-477-3686. Again, that's 929-477-3686. You can give us a call. We back on the radio. I got the flow again. We gonna talk about the state of the Miami Dolphins. There was a big story this week with the Miami Dolphins. Also caused me to put up a post that usually don't say I'm just done with a team, but I'm almost done with the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins have traded running back Jay Ajayi, who rushed for over 1,000 yards last year. They traded him this past week for a fourth-round pick. Now, I can understand trading. Well, honestly, I don't understand trading stars, but I see why they trade stars. But if you're going to trade somebody, let's at least get something for them. A fourth-round pick. Cornell, you up, sir. What you think about this? A fourth-round pick.
I think that wasn't a trade. That was a dump.
Essentially, that's what that is. You're right. It's a dump.
You know something, man? This coach, I can see him getting fired in the next year or two years. I'm starting to question all his decisions. First, you go get a dude off the trash heap.
Mm-hmm.
Off the trash heap?
You get $10 million. Hey, man, I would have came out of retirement, too, for $10 million for a year. And then you got a 24-year-old running back in his prime. And this is why the Dolphins can't never win. We don't never keep draft picks, man. You can't win.
No.
You can't win in football do no free agency. You got to build through the draft. Look at New England. Look at their draft class and look how many people that's still on their team from what they draft.
Yeah.
And then you watch the Dolphins. You got a Pro Bowl running back in the prime of his career and you get rid of. Who they need to get rid of is Pouncey. That's
yep.
who they need to get rid of.
You right.
Think so?
Pouncey.
I agree with Cornell.
And that wide receiver, Parker, because I'm tired of hearing about potential. You stay hurt, man. You can't never finish the season out. And then
Pouncey.
We got the wrong Pouncey, brother.
Yeah,
which one we got? We got Mike Pouncey, right?
Mm-hmm. Mike Pouncey, yeah. We got the wrong one. Both of them injury prone, but the other one's a true center. This one here, first of all, is not really a true center. And is not as good as his brother. So I completely agree with Cornell's statement right there about getting rid of him. The Parker kid is still a little too early to give up on him. It's still a little too early.
You think it's too early to give up on Parker?
It's still a little too early.
Man, the worst thing in the world.
Everything I hear about the kid is when healthy, he does some extreme things, and he and Tannehill have a pretty good rapport with each other, which makes him pretty dangerous. Of course, Tannehill. For me, I don't know. I'm gonna switch gears. I think the elephant in the room is why don't we go out to Teddy Bridgewater? I know we're gonna talk about knees and all that other stuff, but I think Teddy Bridgewater would help us a whole lot. I do.
I think he'll help
us a whole lot. Some protection and he can help us.
Yeah, but that was a gruesome knee injury. They almost had to cut that boy's leg off, man.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but what I'm saying, but he's back. He's doing his thing.
You would still have to wait the next year. I wouldn't play him this year if I'm the Vikings.
I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to may activate him as a backup because Sam Bradford's so banged up. But you know.
I think Bradford out for the year.
Is he? Okay, well, there it is.
Yeah, they got
Case
Keenum playing quarterback in Minnesota.
Case Keenum doing it now? Yeah. All right.
the Dolphins, man, they make a lot of bad personnel decisions, man.
Well, hopefully we're getting a stacking draft picks now.
Yeah, I want to see what that running back, because I like that number 30, Kenyon Drake. I want to see what he can do.
Well, my
ain't
boy,
like
he's
small. Ain't like we winning no Super Bowl.
Well,
no
Paul Burner said he's going to have 100 yards this week.
Who said that?
One of my partners on Facebook. He's talking about they're going to have 100 yards this week.
I like Paul,
man, you crazy, man. I don't know.
I like him, but you know, he another one that stay hurt all the time. But
Kenyon
Parker Drake. The Parker guy, man, he been hurt since he got there. How long you been down there? About 3 years?
I think this is third year, I believe.
And he probably done missed just as many games as he played in.
If not more.
Yeah.
You're right.
And what's the what they used to say? The best ability is availability. You ain't never available,
well, listen,
man.
We can't get rid of him. We can't give up on him and Landry the way we talk about maybe letting Landry.
They got rid of Landry. I'm out if they get rid of Landry. But they're going to get rid of him. They don't want to pay him what he wants.
And the franchise is going to cost between. Right, and to franchise is going to cost between 15 and 18 million. That's a hefty price for a dude that don't score a lot of touchdowns. I mean, he moved chains, but he don't score touchdowns now. You can say what you want about him, but he don't get in the end zone. You know, he does. That's not his thing. He moves chains, but he don't get in there.
He remind me of O.J. McDuffie.
yeah, I can see that.
O.J.
You're
scored
right.
Points, though.
This guy
don't score no points, man.
You might not believe this, but all y'all listeners out there, y'all might not believe this, but I used to whip O.J. McDuffie in basketball and pick up basketball. Y'all don't believe that, do you?
I didn't think so. Just like
you
ain't never showed me that picture of your granddad in the knee.
I ain't gonna show it to you.
I know you ain't going to show it to me.
I ain't got to show it to you. I've been telling you about it forever. You ought to just believe it.
I'll send you a picture of mine, all right?
Yeah,
There go another one.
Well,
producer. You put another picture on Facebook, producer.
Yeah.
That's
family business. I ain't putting no family business out there like that, Cordell.
Well, how you know about it? You got the bush baked beans, dog. How you know about it? It's a family business.
Man, listen. We was doing a show about 2 years ago, and I just happened to make a mention that my grandfather played Negro League baseball, and this man been holding on to this ever since.
Man, he probably played with some Negroes. Played baseball at Oswald Park.
I ain't fussing out. If that's the case, I played Negro League baseball.
Yeah, all of us played Negro. I played Negro League Negro, man.
Well, no, it's Negro League Wiffle Ball if that's the case, man.
Man, listen. Y'all got to realize, man, I was born in North Carolina, man, a baseball state in the deep south, man. I know y'all seen the movie Life. All of that is true. Baseball is what black people played in this country long before y'all started running.
I understand that, Tommy, but he probably was on the job softball team or something.
What job is that? Woodley Gilmore, rest in peace. I love you. You was the funniest man on earth. If Cornell could have met you, he'd have been laughing too, because he was the funniest man on earth, and he played Negro League baseball. And that's all.
Okay.
Then one time you showed a uniform.
You took a picture of a Negro League uniform and claimed that was your.
He didn't ever say professional Negro League baseball. He just said Negro League baseball.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
in other words, he played with some
statement.
Negroes. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Look here.
Yes,
why is my grandfather the focal point of y'all foolishness right now?
I was talking about something because the Dolphins just depressed you. So we didn't.
Hold on. I got one thing that's totally off the.
You ain't lying. Go ahead.
I thought Shelly was gonna bring this up.
What?
But this could be the clown of the week. Did you see that clown? Tyrese crying on the internet.
Oh man. Did you see 50 Cent responding to him? Did you see 50 Cent responding to him?
50 is heartless, man. He is a troll.
Hey, boy, let me tell you something about 50 Cent. 50 Cent is somebody you do not want to let know your personal business. You hear me?
Nah. What is he crying for on the internet? What is he doing?
You'd be crying too. Dog, you'd be crying too if you paid $13,000 a month.
But here's the thing, Cleon. You know what that reminds me of. I'm gonna tell you what it reminds me of.
What
sounds
me $13,500 a month?
But this is what that reminds me of, Cleon. Listen, you ever seen people on Facebook who's so sick and going to the hospital, but they happen to have just enough energy? When you going through something like that, when you going through something like that, who says,
"Oh my God,
I want to see my
kid.
I want to see my kid." Now, hold on, let me pick up my phone so I can record
Now listen, Carnell. You have a Facebook master with a huge following on here. So be careful what you say because you could get. You could get kicked off of the syndicated show right before it gets finished.
Not with my following. They know better than that. To me, that's funny. And I don't care what nobody. I'm with Cornell on that. That's funny.
If you want to see your daughter that bad, I'm going through something so painful. And the first thing in my mind pop up to say, okay, let me get my phone and go on Instagram.
And let me put it in my damn face and hit record. That's what
Tyrese need to do, man. Listen here. He need to go and get him a couple shots of liquor, go on in the house, look up in his closet, get his pistol, go in the backyard, and do the Lord's work, man. Kill yourself. What's wrong with you?
Do the Lord's work, man.
Damn.
That's rough.
Oh, damn.
Hey, man. You got twisted, dog.
We don't want Tyrese, man. He's sad and he's depressed.
See, y'all got me out of candy. He want attention.
Tommy, where you get your photos from? Man, this man called suicide the Lord's work. What is going on?
The disclaimer is on here. The views and express are not that of the radio host. You know that.
Okay.
Everybody on here is an entrepreneur. Is on their own. They're a freelancer. I know one thing.
That man hurt, man.
And I want y'all to look at that picture. Hey, y'all look at that picture I just sent y'all on Texas. Don't y'all dare say that person's name. But please don't say the person's name. But look at that text I just sent y'all. Just what Cornell was talking about.
Listen.
This
thing is getting closer and closer to the Breakfast Club. We got Angela Yee with the rumor report. We got Charlamagne. We got the Charlamagne talking about blowing somebody's brains out. What is this man? Ain't nothing to do.
What are you doing, man?
This man is Mr. Controversy. You know when we get kicked off the air, all that do is get us more ratings. You know that, right? That's all it'll do.
I mean, he's sitting up there doing an ugly cry, too, man.
He was very sad.
Has anybody seen
real
it? Because I haven't seen it.
I can't even watch the whole thing, man.
Can you play the audio? I'd like to hear the audio. I haven't seen it. I just saw a clip.
Come on, man. What kind of, who does that, man? You so depressed.
With a T-shirt.
But,
He had on a little sweatshirt with first, a dollar name on
his
it.
His first thought is to broadcast it on social media.
You don't want to pay that money.
I seen a joke the other day on Facebook. The kid going to the hospital, taking pictures of the getting in the back of the ambulance. Y'all pray for me. Get out of here.
They kid getting in the ambulance.
Well, yeah, they worried about putting it on social media and they child on their way to the doggone hospital. What is that?
I done seen people taking pictures of IVs in their arms.
Just get well.
Keep in mind now, we live in a world where people filmed a man drowning. Come on now, we took out their camera and started filming a man drowning.
Then they get charged with that.
They did.
Should've.
I think there was a charge. It was a charge. Yeah. They
should have been.
They should have. Yeah, they got
charged.
I don't know. Hey.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe, I don't see, if I'm that depressed, I don't even think Facebook or Instagram.
No, man, ain't that much social media in the world, boy, I tell you. You know what, that needs to be the next thing. That needs to be a segment. The crazy things we see on social media. I bet you that would take a whole hour worth of work up.
You know what? But the thing is this. I would love to do that, but the bad part about it is if I did that, I'd probably lose some friends. Because some of my own friends, I mean, and I'm not going to say no names. I mean, I got ain't nobody on here. I got people that post things that are so questionable, and I'm like, okay,
You call one dude
He's no friend. He's not a friend of mine, though. That don't count.
Y'all off and on.
He ain't never been no friend of mine. Listen, I saw his big swole up behind in, what's the name of that restaurant? I can't even think of the name of it.
You can't call the man swole if y'all both eat in the same place. It wasn't like he was at a health food store.
You might have a point there, but he is swole up. But I saw his big swole up behind at P.F. Chang's. That's where I saw him at. He probably ordered everything on the menu except may I please and thank you and come again. But his big, and I'm going to say it. You know what? I'm just going to say this like this. His big fat butt was sitting up there eating up everything in sight. And I ain't even say nothing to him. He didn't say nothing to me. And we just went on about our business. That's what I do. That's why I sit this side. You know, now you got me fired up. You thinking about his ignorant self. And that's right. I said it's ignorant. You got me fired up now just thinking about his old ignorant self. That's why your radio show got canceled. And if you want to come on over here. Cause you come on over here, boy, because didn't nobody want to listen to that garbage? No way. I got the Saturday morning slot at 10 in the morning. Ain't nobody listening to you. Ain't nobody listening to you. And so, you know what? So, like I said, I'm not going to say
that's
no name.
That's Carnell's classmate, dog. That's Carnell's classmate. Wow. Carnell, you need to
that's
come.
That's your
home. Narrowing it down.
I used to get
them two to go at it on Facebook.
I know you did.
That's your boy. Cleon, that's your boy. Your number one boy.
No. Don't do that now. Don't say number one boy. Hold on now.
That's your boy.
All y'all.
Said, that's
all
what
y'all.
He said
that's
to
why
me.
I stay neutral in it.
That's what he
that's
said.
That's why I stay
to
neutral
me,
in
but,
it.
Hey, you know what? Like I said, we're going to end this thing like this. Look,
Hold on. Before you say that, who was in my wedding? Him or you?
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, I'm joking about all that. Come on now. That's a joke. You know that's a joke. Come on, boss.
Well, I was just
I know that ain't your number one, boy.
Can you give a shout-out to my sister-in-law in Jacksonville? She just sent me a funny text. I mean, and she said this show is hilarious. She's listening to it right now. You know,
Ebony. Yeah, I know. She already got on Facebook. Shout out to Ebony Kirk. Big shout out to Ebony Kirby. Big shout out. Just a beautiful human being, and I mean that seriously. Don't nobody say nothing crazy, because she's just a very positive person. Let me just say that. Now, now that we done got that out of the way, some of y'all on Facebook, some of the stuff y'all post is ridiculous. Like, I'm looking at this now. Here goes somebody I went to college now. She got her face painted like she had Halloween, and she's 40 years old. What's wrong with y'all?
I ain't gonna say her name. I'm looking at her now. He ain't gonna do that.
And see, and then you got some. You got some people on there. I mean, you got people in these new relationships. I mean, they got a new boyfriend, new husband, new wife, new girlfriend,
and they're killing
me on here with all of this. I mean, I'm just mad at that. I ain't saying no name. Yeah, man. Let them horns play, because we got to get on out of here, man. Hey, this is a wonderful guy, man. Y'all, y'all,